Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, the 1st of August, August 4th, first Sunday in August, 2024. We thank you for joining us. Boy, it's been a hot summer. Praise the Lord. That's good. We need heat in the summer. I want to let you know we got our Volume 8. You should have your Volume 8 Dragon Slayer in the mail. We've had several people contact us and let us know they've got it. So, and we've got the online going as well. And so we thank you for your prayers and support in allowing us to do that. And I've been getting some good responses from the newsletters. And so we're thankful to be able to continue to put those out and be about the Father's business here. We start out with the pistol prayer. We have it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. You know, when I've learned in my lifetime, when prayers work, you pray them. When you pray for traveling mercies and you get traveling mercies, you continue to pray them. When you pray for health and healing and you get it, you continue to pray them. The Word is full of that. When we pray, when we look to our God, He hears our prayers. It is as simple as that. And this pistol prayer, we need it to continue to be prayed. We certainly need it. We need to continue to have it answered. So I hope you'll join me. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, veils be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, got some current events for you today. Lots going on. Got a couple updates for you and things like that. But I want to start out with a couple of scripture verses because I think that they, sometimes we need to, when we look at the things around us, we need to make sure we're grounded in this Word, that we don't just look at the trials and the tribulations, the fires and the insanity of the world without having on that full armor, without having and remembering where we are in Christ, what the Word tells us. And so it's always good to kind of lay that foundation again. Even if we're not laying it again, we've got that foundation. But we go back and we look at it and remind ourselves. That's where we start. And so I want to do that. I got a couple scriptures to start with this morning, and then we'll go on. The first one is Psalms 34:19. It says, "The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." So when you have troubles, and we all do, we speak to the remnant. We lose family members. We have job issues. We have health issues. The economy. I mean, all types of things. Financial problems. We have troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. We have to remember that. And then Deuteronomy 33:22, that I think certainly applies with us today. I think we've seen it before, but let's take a look. Deuteronomy 32:22 says, "For a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth and her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains." Now, you know, we have a similar quote of Jesus Christ where he says, "Oh, that there's a fire kindling and I wish it were already kindled." We have to make sure we go back to the scriptures. Don't trust what I say, you go look it up. Don't trust what those talking heads, those big box preachers say. Go look it up for yourself. Because we have to remember on Judgment Day, it's just going to be us and God. And thankfully, Jesus Christ there is our Savior and as our advocate. Well, in light of those fire scriptures, I want to give you a local wildfire update. We've had many people asking about how the fires are here. Colorado wildfire update, the Alexander Mountain fire, that's the one that's right here around the corner, reached 32% containment yesterday and right at 15,000 acres, more than 50 buildings destroyed. And right at 15,000 acres in this week's Colorado wildfires. There's four major wildfires growing. Got a couple of pictures here. I think maybe we can scroll through those, Jason, and just show you. Here's people that are just, you know, leaving, here's this community behind it, and you see there's smoke and fire from one side to the other, and these are current pictures. These are ones I just pulled off yesterday, and all four major fires currently burning in Colorado: the Quarry Fire in Jefferson County, the Alexander Mountain Fire in Larimer County, that's right next to us, the Stone Canyon Fire in Boulder and Larimer Counties, and the Bucktail Fire in Montrose County, began this last week. This is very current. Began this week and grew rapidly, fueled by hot, dry weather and arid conditions on the ground. And when you look at these, I didn't bring a map up for you, but when you look at these, they are just almost right in a row. Boom, 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 from north to south, right down the Front Range. And so I know that I think there, some of the fires are under investigation. Arson is suspected, lightning, who knows. But record wildfires again. I know we sound like a broken record, but it's just over and over again. We see these that just fire right back up. And then the next year, it's like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you what next year is going to bring. And if we heard that last year, we wouldn't. But four major wildfires here within a 40-mile stretch, affecting hundreds of thousands of people. But we're safe here. We're good here at the church. And then also up in Wyoming, we've got some historic fires there. Eastern Wyoming wildfire nearly burned through historic Fort Laramie. That was the first major settlement in Wyoming. A 23,000-acre wildfire prompted evacuations and road closures in eastern Wyoming, threatened the historic Fort Laramie complex. It's 8 miles northeast of Guernsey in the Haystack Range. It's called the Pleasant Valley Fire. And, again, I think I had a picture of that. Just been everybody and their brother. If you can hit that next picture, you see that just up in the top, local ranchers. And several houses burned, you see there on the bottom. But you see there on the top. And again, 23,000 acres, and it's really been minimal homes burned, but it's that way. It is that way. So we do ask you to keep the remnant, keep those that have a love for our Lord in your prayers. Pray for the firefighters, the first responders, the pilots, and the ground pounders that are out that are trying to get these out. And trying to save homes and people. Well, we've talked to you a little bit about this bird flu pandemic, and I think it is planned. There's certainly not a bird flu pandemic here yet. We've talked to you about, there's been some cases down here in Colorado. Well, bird flu vaccine development funds have been awarded to Moderna amid a multi-state outbreak. Boy, that sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Well, thank goodness that we've got development funds to Moderna to help with this, right? Moderna is set to receive $176 million in federal funding to develop, it's not done yet, to develop a human vaccine against the bird flu following 8 outbreaks of the virus in dairy cows across several states, the Department of Health and Human Services announced this last Tuesday. The U.S. has documented 3 cases of humans with bird flu this whole year. That's in almost 8 months. All had regular contact with dairy cows. As of July, more than 130 herds across 12 states have been infected cows. That's what they tell you anyway. How do you know? How do you know? Sales of raw milk are continued to go through the roof. 3 cases. There's more people that die from the plague than that every year. Tuberculosis, things like that. Third world diseases. But this, we got to give millions of dollars to Moderna to develop another vaccine to save us all. See, that's what they put out. My next slide is part of Psalms 91, 1 through 10. I'm not going to read it, but I highlighted just a couple, if we can hit that one. You know, and we're familiar with Psalms 91. just a couple of highlights. The Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. That better be who you're trusting in. And it says that we will not be afraid of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or down in verse 10, nor will any plague come near your tent. Now, I hope you believe that. I hope you have. We have the Psalms 91 bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. You can just keep it in your Bible. I think we've had to reprint them 2 or 3 times. But again, it's truths from the Word. And when we read that the Lord is our refuge and our fortress, and under His wings He will protect you and things like that, you know, it's not just from Satan. It's not just from the devil. It's not just from sin. But it's also from the hand of those that hate us, and from the enemies of God that have plans to destroy us, plans to overstep. You know, many times our enemies will be there because of God, because of our sin, and God brings them, allows them in, allows millions to come across our southern border, allows the government to do what it does, allows Moderna to develop these because of our sin. But see, when you read through the Scripture, the enemy always wants to overstep their bounds. They always want to wipe us out. That's been their plan, to destroy Adam. That's part of this mRNA vaccine they're wanting to develop against this bird flu. See, it's just another way to get something into the descendants of Adam to destroy his DNA. It's a supernatural fight as well as a natural fight. And we need that supernatural protection as well as the physical and natural protection as well. Well, Remnant, don't forget our website, sfawbn.com. The complete broadcasting schedule is there. And we hope that you'll take a look at that. The news wire's there. If you've got things happening in your neck of the woods you'd like to share with the Remnant, you can send it to us. Send it to Jason at sfaw.org, and we'll do our best to get it posted up there so that the Remnant can be aware of what's going on in your neck of the woods. Well, I've got a couple of, you know, again, the enemy, they make their plans, and they have their ideals and their ideas, and maybe it's not all death and destruction, but they have their ideas, their what they think, right? What they think is going to work. And so I've got a couple of current events you might not have heard of. I had to dig pretty hard to get them, but I thought you'd be interested in them. So this first one comes from, I think it's Maryland. It's empty promises. Maryland County Public School System backtrack on electric buses. The school district turns to diesel after attempt to convert the bus fleet to electric proves disastrous. And so back in February of 21, part of its commitment to sustainability. Doesn't that sound good? We're committed to sustainability. And see, those are just buzzwords that mean nothing. They're just fluff. You want sustainability? Do it God's way. Anyway, so they announced, and this was this, whatever it was, Mariposa or Maryland County. I've got the article here. Montgomery County, Maryland. Announced it was replacing 326 diesel school buses with electric buses. And that ambitious purchase came at a cost of $168 million. Now, you divide that by 326 and see how much they were charging them. But you know what? Dang it, the company couldn't deliver on the electric buses, and the buses just didn't work. Saw here on this report, I didn't put it on the slide, but they had, let me see where it was, mechanical and charging infrastructure issues resulted in buses not being able to run routes more than 280 instances in less than 2 years. So see, the electric buses didn't work out. So they spent another $14 million on 90 diesel buses to cover the shortfall. So about $200 million Because the electric buses, they got a third of them. They didn't work. So $200 million for 90 diesel buses that chug along every day. Chugunka, chugunka, chugunka. And so there again, Boulder did the same thing. We've talked about, we presented it to you in the past. There's been these green cities down here that have tried to do that, tried to commit to sustainability. Oh, it sounds good. Makes people feel good. Oh, we're committing to sustainability. Makes them feel good. But it's all myth. It's lies. How about this? You know, the military's been hurting lately. I saw this graphic. I wanted to share it with you. Military's empty ranks. The Army 10,000 short. The Navy 6,000 short. Air Force 10% short. Marine Corps, oh, they're 100% enlisted. They're up to par. Coast Guard 25% short. And the Space Force had 500 new enlistees, and that's 10% above target. But I think they were pretty aiming pretty low. But overall, the Army really hurting on their enlistment goals. Okay? So what they do? Well, they spent $11 million with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, right? Big movie star. To improve, to do some commercials and spots and sponsorships, to improve, right? To appeal and to improve enlistment in the armed services. But alas, it didn't quite work out. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson's $11 million UFL Ultimate Football League deal with the Army did nothing to help recruitment struggles, even hindered the efforts. And I've seen reports, they said, you know, we spent $1 million and got one recruit. And overall, they're saying, you know, they just lost out. They've lost $11 million and recruitment is down. But, you know, I wanted to show this next slide. During the 2020 election, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson publicly endorsed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, a move that clearly wouldn't have endeared him to the type of young working-class males who typically sign up for military service. Who would have thought that appealing to, you know, maybe the Hollywood elites might have enjoyed seeing The Rock support O'Biden and Harris back in 2020. But it didn't work out for Army recruits. And I mention this because, see, the our enemies, they think that what they're doing is working. And it just shows time and time and time and time again that it doesn't. That it doesn't. God, you know, man makes the plans. God sits in the heavens and laughs. So, also, a couple things going on. Have you ever heard of the Kinetic Group? You might not have heard of them by that name, but you know the products that they represent. And we've shared this. This came up here not too long ago, and but it's kind of changed up a little bit. And let me see. I've got the report here. Yeah. It's this company called Vista Outdoors that owns this is the Kinetic Group. And you might recognize some of those brands like CCI and Remington and Spear Ammunition and Heavy Shot and Federal. Huge American ammunition, right? So this group, Vista Outdoor, is an investment firm that controls Kinetic Company, and it was offered more money. They were going to sell to a Czechoslovakian company, right? And we reported on that. It looked like it was already, the way it was reported was it was a done deal, but it has to go through all types of, you know, the shareholders have to vote on it and all that. Well, the shareholders have come back and said, hey, wait a minute, we're going to offer more money. The shareholders didn't want to sell to a foreign group. And they said, we're going to offer more money and buy the group and keep it in America. How about that? And again, Remington, Federal, CCI, Heavy Shot, Spear Ammo, Alliant Powders. There was one thing in this report. It said that for and the big thing with the powders was for reloading. And this one report, if I can get to it, talked about how Alliant Powder announced they will no longer sell reloading powder to the public, only supply powder to ammunition manufacturers that are part of the Vista family. So massive changes that were going on there, but the shareholders have said, hey, wait a minute, let's rethink this. And so I think that's a good thing. It is. Already hearing, and Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but already hearing about powder shortages and ammo prices starting to creep up and things like that. So we'll see. Well, I saw this article, and I'll wrap up with this. This and a couple scriptures. But guess what? Here's an article out of the University of Virginia. Married couples are happier and more financially secure than their single peers. How about that? Happy, happy, happy. Got this this report, came out of University of Virginia. Contrary to pop culture narrative, married people are happier and wealthier. Nothing predicts happiness like a good marriage does, this University of Virginia professor says. Married Americans are markedly more likely to be financially secure and twice as likely to be very happy with their lives compared to their single peers in the United States. That was just put out in July. This professor, Brad Wilcox of the University of Virginia, professor, he says, according to his research, he said that marriage is a more conclusive factor for happiness. Marriage is more important and more causing happiness, more so than education, money, career, sex, or even church attendance. He said his findings stand in stark contrast to the single life celebrated on social media and pop culture, which portrays single men and women as happier than married couples. Just no question in the data that thought is false. And so, I know that's preaching to the choir, but it's, you know, this wasn't a preacher that came out with this, or a church. That's a university professor. Just putting truth out. You know, Genesis 2:24 tells us right there at the beginning, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. So yes, the Bible talks about marriage, one man, one woman. And here, thousands of years later, dang, you'll be happier and wealthier doing it God's way. John 17:17, my last scripture this morning. Thy word is truth. It is that simple. Believe it or not, it has not changed and it will not change. But his word is truth. Always has been and always will. Well, guys, I'm out of time. Thanks for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a good summer. Stay tuned. We got a timeless pulpit truth message for you. Got a brand new message from Brother Zach. I know you're going to enjoy it. And we'll be back after that with communion. God bless.
Save you. Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. America, America, one once God's word was your standard. How gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. This land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Your eyes and see the lesson to be